churches near where camp meetings have been held. St. Helena, California, June 17, 1908. To the churches near where camp meetings have been held, I am instructed to speak to our people regarding the duties that devolve upon them at the close of a camp meeting. Thoughtful attention is to be given to all who are willing to be helped. There is visiting to be done. There are many who have long followed their own will and way, and these need to be helped to ascend the ladder heavenward. Mercy's voice is to be heard, inviting men and women to unite their interests to serve the Lord and to glorify His name. The efforts begun at the camp meeting to draw souls to the truth, you are to continue by individual, disinterested labor. Satan is at work with vigilance to efface the impressions that have been made there by the Holy Spirit of God. There are some who work earnestly during the camp meeting, but they do not consider their need of continuing their labors when the camp meeting is over, and these find many opportunities for the mind to be drawn away from heavenly things and centering upon worldly interests. We have need of wide-awake workers who will endeavor to hold the interest that has been aroused and who will seek to strengthen that interest by faithful, untiring effort. We have many evidences that the Lord is waiting to be gracious to His blood-bought heritage. Mercy's voice has been calling sinners and backsliders to lay their burdens at the foot of the cross. Let our people unite to carry forward the good work begun at the camp meeting. The salvation of souls is hanging in the balance. Let those who have the truth in heart and mind reveal the power of the truth. I heard words spoken to some believers who have long been professed followers of Christ. Why are you so indifferent? Why do you not unite with those who have the burden of the work upon them? In working disinterestedly for others, you will help your own souls. Converse with those who need help. Search the Scriptures with those who do not believe. Offer simple, earnest prayers in their behalf. Let none be indifferent. A word spoken in season, how good it is! Why does indifference so soon overcome those who ought to be a help to men and women by leading them to understand the rich promises of God? In your faithful efforts, you will have the cooperation of heavenly angels. Many who appear careless in regard to spiritual things are really not so, and if they are approached in a spirit of wisdom and love, they will respond. Who will heartily engage in this work of drawing souls to Christ? The Lord is dishonored by a spirit of indifference. With deep earnestness, the words were spoken. You who have been backsliders in the church, come now and make a covenant with God by sacrifice. Give up every idol. In response to the appeals of the Spirit of God, I heard heartbroken confessions. Surrenders were made, and voices were heard saying, I will give up every idol, if I may have the meekness of Christ in my heart and His love in my life. To one party who had been working on the side of the enemy, these words were spoken. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 1-7. If you will arouse yourselves from your spiritual stupor, participating humbly in the work of God, the Lord will give you tongue and utterance. As you arouse from your condition of lukewarmness, you will realize that the Spirit of God is fitting you to take part in His work. The words were spoken, "Come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty powers of darkness." This is the only remedy for a condition of backsliding. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks. Ephesians 5, verse 1-4. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now therefore we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, verse 8-10, 19-22. There are few who understand the parable of the lost sheep, few who have learned the lesson that it teaches. Read this parable in the 15th chapter of Luke. The divine teacher desires that all shall bring the teachings of this story into the daily life. The Christian workers who go forth under the influence of the Spirit of God to proclaim the message of truth need the prayers of those who remain at home. Work and prayer will accomplish all that we desire. The spirit of self-exaltation, which has for so long been exercised, and which hinders the advancement of the message, must be put away by confession and humbling of soul. The Lord calls upon His professing people to humble the heart before Him, and to repent and be converted. Time is short, much shorter than many comprehend. The end of all things is at hand. The work done at our camp meetings should be of a character to meet the spiritual needs of the people. Christ will work upon every heart that is prepared to receive Him. The Lord, who sees the end from the beginning, would have us aroused to our responsibilities and put forth earnest efforts to seek and to save the lost. We should be intensely in earnest in warning the people. The call comes, "Wake up the watchman, the morning cometh, and also the night." Let every Christian instrumentality unite its energies and capabilities under the direction of the great teacher to give the warning message to those who have not heard it.